You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
August the 4th, 2021, and the shockwaves continue from the announcement yesterday by the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, outlining numerous complaints of sexual harassment by numerous women against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. 179 different people interviewed, including state troopers, current and former staffers, some 74,000 pieces of what they are calling evidence. At this time, no criminal charges against Cuomo. The Albany prosecutor says we're looking at that possibility, and it may or may not be criminal or may end up just being civil. But Governor Cuomo is standing firm, saying, I'm not going anywhere. I didn't do anything. I hugged people, and that was his reaction. He started sending out pictures showing him hugging numerous men and women, most of them politicians, but not all. So that's just who I am. He said, I've never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I'm 63 years old. I live my entire adult life in public view. That's just not who I am. Well, aside from that, when questioned, President Biden was asked, do you think he should resign? The answer from Biden was yes. Do you think he should be impeached if he doesn't resign? Biden said, well, I'm not going to do anything on that. The state legislature may decide that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, said yes, Cuomo should resign based on all the allegations. In other news, out of New York City, Gotham City, Mayor Bill de Blasio bragging, we now have our vax documentation passport. You're going to have to, if you want a key to New York City, you need to have documentation you've had your shots. If you're going to dine indoors, you're going to have to present your documentation. If you're going to go to Broadway plays, you're going to have to do it. And he says, and even President Biden thinks it's the right thing to do. But the acting mayor of Boston, Kim Janey, doesn't. She's a black woman, and she's also a Democrat. And she said, mandating proof of vaccination, that's like comparing papers to the Jim Crow era. Yep, she's pulling the race card against de Blasio, who's married to a black woman. But the majority of those unvaccinated in New York City area do appear to be among the minority. Many in the black community have just not accepted the idea of getting the shot. But there are also a lot of medical personnel who have yet to do it. And we also have a former Assistant Secretary for Homeland Security who was under President Obama. She says the Biden administration needs to step forward and create a no-fly list. If you're not vaccinated, you do not get on a plane. What do you think about that rule? In the meantime, a majority of Americans, according to a State's Action Trafalgar Group survey released, the question was, do you believe public figures being openly critical of Americans who choose not to be vaccinated in an appropriate way to increase vaccination rates? In other words, you approve of them criticizing you if you didn't get vaccinated? The vast majority, 59.8%, said no, you should not be criticizing us. It's our choice. And, you know, here's the thing about the liberals in particular. When it comes to abortion, it's my body, my choice. Oh, well, this is different, Larry, because you might be carrying a virus that could kill somebody. As if an abortion doesn't kill somebody. All right, we'll leave that for another day. But in the meantime, in the midst of all of this, we continue to have hundreds of thousands of illegals spread across our country already. And this word coming out just yesterday from the Department of Homeland Security, this should not be news, and yet it is. DHS now plans to vaccinate migrants as they come into custody. In other words, they have not been vaccinating any of them while they're demanding that you do it. Does that seem right? Does that make any sense at all to you? Oh, and China. China's Global Times propaganda newspaper attacking former President Obama for, quote, neglect of life and human rights. Why? Why? What is Obama doing? He and Michelle are planning a party, a 60th birthday party, maybe 700 at Martha's Vineyard. And China says, that will be a super spreader. Don't blame us anymore. Blame Obama and his 60th birthday party for the spread of COVID. Funny, funny.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have called the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'd like to start with the news of the day, given back in March you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
And he's using a photo of you embracing him in his self-defense to say that these are commonplace kind of embraces that he made in the allegations against him. Do you condone that?
Look, I'm not going to fly-spec this. I am sure there are some embraces that were totally innocent. But apparently the attorney general decided there were things that weren't.
That is, of course, President Biden in responding to the questions. What do you think about New York Governor Cuomo, especially after the report released by the attorney general, Letitia James of New York State? 5-month investigation conducted by two outside lawyers, speaking to 179 different people. And it was their finding after interviewing the complainants, current and former members of the executive chamber, state troopers, additional state employees, and others who interacted regularly with the governor. The decision was made that the Cuomo administration was a hostile work environment, rife with fear and intimidation, and there were multiple allegations that Cuomo inappropriately touched and sexually harassed women who worked with him or those he met at public events. One aide in his office said he groped her breast. Another said that he kissed her on the lips after a meeting in his office. and would go out of his way to touch me on my lower back, arms, and legs. Cuomo, of course, has denied, saying, I've never done anything that I'm being accused of. I've been in politics, in the public eye, for 63 years. That does not exist. That is not who I am. Well, despite his denial, and keep in mind, in many of these cases, will come down to her word against his. There were apparently cases that might have been witnessed by others that didn't say anything either at the time because they were worried about their job. And we don't have any criminal charges filed against Cuomo, even though the attorney general said he broke state and federal law regarding sexual harassment and did so numerous times. Apparently, the prosecutor in Albany, the state capital of New York, said, we're looking at those charges here and in another county where he resides to see if there are going to be criminal charges. There may well be civil charges for sure by some of those people being represented by the statements from the attorney general yesterday. And the call for Cuomo to resign is coming from Democrats loud and clear. But you have to keep this in mind when you talk about politics in New York State. It's all interlinked. And it's always a power struggle and play. For instance, the attorney general who released that report, Letitia James, she wants to be governor someday. There's no doubt she does. You don't go to the attorney general's office and then decide, okay, I just came here to die and walk away. No, she's got eyes on being the governor at some point. And Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, is limited by term limits now. He cannot run for mayor of New York City again. And obviously, he wants to be governor. If they can get Cuomo out of the way, one way or the other, that's going to open the door. And, of course, then the free-for-all really starts. You think you've seen a cage match? You ain't seen nothing, brother. I mean, I've been to goat ropings and train crashes. I don't think I've ever seen something we're going to see up in New York State as this thing unfolds. But again, yesterday, the bombshell, the shocking bombshell that shocked even many in the state-controlled media with all the details and allegations released, as the New York Attorney General Letitia James began to issue some of her statement.
These interviews and pieces of evidence reveal a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees in violation of both federal and state laws. The independent investigation found that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, many of whom were young women, by engaging in unwanted groping, kisses, hugging, and by making inappropriate comments. Further, the governor and his senior team took actions to retaliate against at least one former employee for coming forward with her story, her truth.
And again, we've had several of these stories circulating for some time. Back in Feb, a New York Times article quoting Charlotte Bennett, a 25-year-old former executive assistant, health policy advisor to Cuomo, told the newspaper several uncomfortable encounters. She said Cuomo was asking questions about her sex life during a conversation while in his state capital office and said he was open to women in their 20s. Well, now, Cuomo did address that particular case yesterday because he said that he was very shocked by the allegations coming from her because he was just trying to help her because he knew she had been a victim of rape or at least sexual assault. Here's are the words of the New York governor.
There is one complaint that has been made that bothered me most. That was a complaint made by a young woman, Charlotte Bennett, who worked in my office. And it's important to me that you fully understand the situation. Charlotte worked in my office last year as an assistant. She was smart, talented, and eager to learn. She identified herself to me as a survivor of sexual assault. She said that she came to work in my administration because of all the progress we had made in fighting sexual assault. She talked about the personal trauma that she endured and how she was handling it. I could see how it had affected her. I could see her pain. People now ask me, why was I even talking to this young woman if I knew she was dealing with such issues? Why did I even engage with her? That is the obvious and fair question, and one I have thought a lot about. The truth is that her story resonated deeply with me. I had heard the same story before, with the same ugliness, the same injustice, the same damage. Not only had I heard the story before, I had lived with a story before. My own family member is a survivor of sexual assault in high school.
Charlotte Bennett, when the governor made those statements, and you say, this is why I was talking to her and so forth, because I was trying to help her. Her reaction was, that's just weird, just weird. And here he is trying again to explain away what he did as if he's trying to be someone helpful. She obviously isn't buying it. But again, Governor Cuomo says all these pictures, these characterizations you're seeing and hearing and being painted of me, they're just not true.
First, I want you to know directly from me that I never touched anyone inappropriately or made inappropriate sexual advances. I am 63 years old. I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am. And that's not who I have ever been.
Well, that's his statement, obviously. And as I said earlier, in many of these cases, it's going to be her word against his word. We saw the same thing on the Kavanaugh hearings when he was up for Supreme Court nomination, nominated by Trump. And, of course, there were women coming out of everywhere that, oh, he was taking part in a party getting all the women drunk and kind of a gang rape thing. But then there was never any evidence. The woman that originally came forward, she just kind of had nothing, couldn't remember the date, the house, or anything else. But at that time, many of the Democrats were saying, oh, you got to believe the woman. Always believe the woman. Always believe the woman. And when Joe Biden was running for the White House, issues had come up about some incidents involving him and one particular staffer in a hallway that she said he was groping at her. Well, the opponents of him at that time, which includes now the woman who sits waiting for him to say, I'm out of here, you're in, Kamala Harris, said, I believe the woman. They sound credible. But then, because Harris wants so much to be in the Oval Office, she forgave everything and decided to be a friend and link to Joe Biden. That's the way politics is, and that's why sometimes you hear politics is strange bedfellows. That's a fact. And the other thing before I walk away from this part of the story, this is big. Where the hell was all the concern when people were dying in the nursing homes based off of a Governor Cuomo order? And everybody praising him for his COVID daily briefings and that he was calm and even getting an international Emmy and a voice of common reason in dealing with it. And he even writes a book about how he controlled it. Where were all the questions from everyone wanting to know at that point about the deaths, the COVID deaths? Well, they just kind of decided that wasn't that important at that time. And I don't see them putting any importance on it now. Yes, sex is always salacious, and it draws an audience. I mentioned to you in the last hour, in case you missed it, the New York Post, not the New York Times. New York Times, very liberal, but keep in mind, a lot of even members of the inner circle and the so-called state-controlled media, they're now coming to deal with whiplash about all the stuff about Cuomo, and they're distressed and even calling him out. But the New York Post put a picture of Cuomo on the front page, and a woman with her arm around him, her face is digitized out. He's smiling. The words above the picture say, and now there's proof that he is, quote, down at the bottom, big words, a creep, or words to that effect. So a lot of folks are going to want him out for their own political gains. There's no doubt about that. And I've got to report again because I don't want to make, I want to make sure no one says I tried to cover it up. Judge Andrew Napolitano is out at Fox News. Allegations that he sexually harassed a male staffer. The 27-year-old says the judge stroked his arm and made suggestive comments while they're on the elevator together. The lawsuit claims that Napolitano said, you see these hands? They look clean, but they can get really dirty. So Fox News apparently did an inside inquiry and decided to dump Judge Andrew Napolitano. A lot of folks could care less. They had gotten where they didn't like the guy anyway. But how did Chris Cuomo deal with Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, deal with the story last night? And then this exchange between him and Don Lemon Fruitcake involving his brother, the New York governor. That story coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to Primetime. We're focused on COVID here, especially until we get the Delta variant under control. And for now, as you know, it's getting worse. But as we'll discuss tonight, there is an increasing response from leaders and citizens. The president today went after specific state leaders to change course.
Those are the words of Chris Cuomo, CNN, as he began his program last night. We're focused on COVID. On the very day that his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, was accused of numerous sexual allegations and harassment by at least 11 different women. He didn't mention it, not one time. Now, previously, when stories began to surface months ago of this investigation underway, Chris Cuomo had said, you know, I cannot cover my brother. You can appreciate that. It shouldn't do it. But CNN will do it. But I'm going to be, you've been fair with me and honest. I'm going to be fair and honest with you. And I'm not going to do anything that would give any coverage to him in the sense that I would be trying to cover up. So I'm not going to do it. Well, he was not being honest with you. He did not admit that, yes, when he thought he had COVID, that he called and contacted his brother and said, hey, can you get me ahead on the list to get a COVID shot? So the governor apparently stepped in and did that, according to various folks and their reporting. He got VIP treatment. One of the lucky few who got coronavirus testing in the early months of the pandemic. And then when the word began to come out about these sexual allegations and how to fight them, there's evidence that Chris Cuomo was on conference calls with members of his brother's staff, and maybe his brother himself, advising, here's how you need to handle this. You know, it's all cancel culture. Just say they're trying to do that. And in other words, giving him tips on how he should handle the news media. That's obviously unethical. He didn't share that with his audience either. So last night as he began his program, we're going to talk about COVID. And he wrapped up his program. He did talk about the Capitol Police officer suicide. And then he's signing off, and he always hands over to Don Lemon Fruitcake. He follows him. And this exchange that takes place There's been not one word about Governor Cuomo and the sexual allegations in the Chris Cuomo show. And then hear how this plays out.
I love you, brother.
I love you, D. Lemon.
All right. This is Don Lemon tonight. The calls are getting louder and louder. This is what I'm talking about. Top Democrats from New York to the White House calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. That in the wake of the bombshell report from the state's attorney general that alleges the governor sexually harassed 11 women, including state employees and a New York state trooper. The report also says that he retaliated against one woman who went public with her allegations against him. And the president of the United States couldn't be more blunt. Question. Should Governor Andrew Cuomo resign? Answer, yes.
So that was Don Lemon Fruitcake right after saying, I love you, Chris. I love you, brother. And Chris saying, I love D-Lum, or what did he say, D-L, D-Lemon, or whatever he said. And then Lemon kind of kissed him off and said, I'm Don Lemon, and our story tonight jumped right into the Andrew Cuomo story. They're not in the same studio. I would have that would have been interesting. Let me put it this way. The way it is shot, they do not appear to be in the same studio. They're certainly not sitting at the same desk. And I would kind of like to know what kind of took place after that. Now, Chris Cuomo had to know what Don Lemon Fruitcake was going to be reporting. He had to know it. They know, and they see each other's material, so they don't duplicate in some cases. Well, there was no duplication last night. Because Don Lemon Fruitcake was all about Andrew Cuomo and these sexual allegations, and Chris Cuomo, our focus is COVID. What could happen next? Or do you really care? Coming up, Congresswoman Omar says this nation should just be, everything in the nation should be dismantled and torn apart. And she gets called out. She gets called out by another native of Somalia, the very country that Omar left for asylum in this country. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER. Or you can check their website, rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
Those are the words of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Democrat, Minnesota. We need to dismantle the whole system we have in this country. Now, Omar came from Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. She and her family when she was a young teen, requested asylum so they could get out of that country, that hellhole, that s-hole, because the dictatorship was slaughtering people left and right, and the food was short, water was short. I mean, there are no privileges, no freedoms whatsoever. And they were thankful, thankful that they got to come to this country. The USA, the beacon on the hill for those who need help, truly need asylum. And she and her family did. Just as right now the Cubans, they want out of Cuba and to change their country. They want to come to the USA. But the Biden administration, through Alejandro Mayorkas, his Department of Homeland Security, who is a native Cuban himself because his family fled Cuba to get out from under the communists, but he is now telling the Cubans, stay there. Do not even try to come across the ocean to our country. We will send you back. And yet our border is open for hundreds of thousands to pour through our southern border. And we'll bus them wherever they want to go, or we'll give them a plane ticket, or we'll charter planes and get them there. So this country, which is so bad and nasty, so many people want to come here and be part of it. Many come, even those coming illegally. Many come because they want a better life, and that's certainly understandable. And especially if you're worried about, you know, providing for your kids, who would not want a better situation for their family if they're facing distress or danger or just a chance to have an opportunity? Well, here is Omar saying, no, this whole, everything in this country needs to be basically dismantled and torn down. And of course, she is one of the ones pushing CRT, critical race theory. She got called out in part of an interview and also a piece that was written by another native of Somalia. Actually, identifies herself as a Somali Dutch scholar and activist, Ayan Hirsi Ali. She has called out critical race theory in pieces she has written, and we're going to break down some of that in a moment. But she also is calling out someone, and she is a human rights activist, by the way. She's also calling out Omar and her family that they came to this country to escape the hellhole they were in. They came here, this country welcomed them, gave them asylum, gave her a life she would not have, and now she is a member of our U.S. Congress, and she still wants to say we need to tear it all down. Well, again, she is from Mogadishu, Somalia, and Ayan Hirsi Ali is also from Somalia. Listen to what she thinks about Omar and her attitude.
I listen to someone like Ilhan Omar and talk to my friends, you know. She's in Congress, the United States Congress, and she's saying, well, why don't we dismantle the whole thing? The economic system, the political system, and it makes you wonder, why flee from Mogadishu? Why flee from anarchy? Why flee from oppression? And then come to the United States and then do all your best to turn Minnesota and the U.S. into Mogadishu. Look, you've come to America in search of freedom. You've come to America in search of equality. We find it here. Our system is not perfect. We can fix it, and we do it through conversations. And what we are seeing, Dana, these days is a very loud, in my view, minority who are saying, let us not seek solutions through the system we have, but let's dismantle it. And I am passionately against it.
And I love her passion. And she's right. We have problems, but you don't talk about dismantling everything. Just throw it all out because it wasn't done the way you want. And, of course, you do know that Omar, along with AOC and Presley and Cori Bush of Missouri, they're all part of the squad. They all progressives. They want to turn the world upside down and move us all toward Marxism and capitalism. And every one of them, when they speak out and make their remarks and complain and everything, in any other country, they would be put up against a wall and shot, if not decapitated. So here is this Somalia Dutch scholar and activist, human rights activist, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, saying that when you look at Omar and others criticizing this country, and yet at the same time they're also pushing critical race theory, here's what she said. She said, I'm concerned about America's wokeness and what it's doing and pushing CRT into our teaching. She said it divides us into people of different races. It says that these racial differences are irreconcilable. Then divisions along gender, along transgender, along immigrants. It sees no reconciliation, no coming together, unless the people they describe as eternal victims, black people, people of color, women, transgender people, unless they unite to destroy and dismantle our existing institutions. She is the worst philosophy I've ever come across. And she said what CRT tells school children, teachers, educators, is that small children can only relate to one another based on their color and gender. And all these other identity details they have. She said, so you have one set of children who will hate the other? Black children and children of color will hate white children because they'll associate them with oppression under CRT. They will see them as oppressors. And she adds, white children, on the other hand, will hate America because they feel that it's the legacy of America that has saddled them, burdened them with this terrible history. And both sets of children will look at America and America's legacies and institutions and all that we have either with contempt or with hatred, anger, or a combination of all. Ayaan Hirsi Ali, Somali Dutch scholar, human rights activist, said, you need to reject the crazies.
I think we should reject and stand up to crazy people who are saying that our system, the United States of America, you know, our America is made up of systemic racism. If there's one phrase that really makes me go mad, in like very angry, it's that word used against America. The American Constitution, the American system, in fact, gives us all an argument to strive and to aspire to make things better. So the Ilhan Omars of this world, the Ocasio-Cortezes of this world, I think they need to take time out and travel in the real world, other countries where you don't have that, where there are really bad systems.
Yeah, and where they would not even be allowed to speak and have an opinion. She's right. Everyone that wants to criticize this country, we can have complaints and differences. That we can do. But when you say the whole system is rigged and it's all built upon color and everything, and you're making one group always feel like they're being oppressed, another group always feeling guilty because we must be the oppressors if they are oppressed, that does not unite this country. And again, to that point, this human rights activist, Ayaan Hirsi Ali, says, think of what America is supposed to be.
Again, we have to find solutions, and I think we can. Remember, the United States of America is only 244 years old. It is the one nation that has abolished slavery. It is the one nation that has stood up for civil rights and has passed laws and has allocated huge resources to achieving, or at least aspiring to achieve, full equality. I do not believe in guaranteeing equality of outcomes. I believe in equality of opportunity. And it's the only nation today in the world, and has been for a long time, where you can seek equal opportunity and where that is encouraged. It's urged.
It's urged. Equal opportunity, not equal outcome. No, you and your team did not win the race or the game. You don't get a participation prize. You don't get first prize. You are the loser. And some people just can't accept that in sports or in life. And she adds that CRT is also, the intent is to blow up the nuclear family, which she said just boils my blood. All the work we've done to fix these programs, the family, the school, and now they want to bring it all down. And she says, keep in mind, it's just a small little group using the cancel culture card and threats against people. to hate each other, to hate America. Well, I got a great story coming up for you about people who love America in the Olympics. And I have praise for Black Lives Matter. And it's worthy of praise from me. That's coming up next.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors, USA.
An Olympic gold medalist proudly representing the red, white, and blue, draped in the flag while proclaiming how much she loves our country.
Tamira Mintz Stock says, quote, "I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA."
That's a report on Fox today about an Olympian, U.S. wrestler, Tamira Mintz Stock. She won the wrestling gold medal. And the young lady has a very interesting story. She started wrestling in the 10th grade in Katy, Texas. That's outside Houston. Said she got prodded into doing that by her sister. And decided, you know, she said, when I first started wrestling, I wanted to be an emblem, a light to younger women. Show them you can be silly, you can have fun, you can be strong, you can be tough, you can be a wrestler. You can be whatever you want to be. Gotta love the young woman's spirit, do you not? And she had also mentioned that she was really praying to God when she was in getting ready for the match. She just felt, you know, I just need to do the best I can. Just help me be the best I can. And she said, and then it started, and she was praising God in the process. And yes, what Fox was referring to, when she got her medal, she has the U.S. flag draped around her like a you know, it's a coat. I mean, she's holding it close and tight and squeezing it tighter as a reporter asked her this question.
That American flag around your shoulders looks pretty good. How does that feel to represent your country like this?
It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I freaking love living there. I love it, and I'm so happy I get to represent USA! Love it. Well,
boy, she is contagious. I'm sitting here just smiling because she is so excited, not just for the win, but to represent our country. I wonder if Congresswoman Omar and the rest of them are watching that. Here's this young black woman just saying, I love this country. I love this country. How about the women's soccer team that ended up losing and not really doing that well? And I hate it. I mean, you know, I want the U.S. team to do well. And many of the young ladies on that team, they would always respect our flag and our anthem. But you had a couple that were always trying to make a statement about themselves. When you go for that, you're representing your nation, not just you. You're representing your nation. So you have some problems with some issues. That's fine. But right then, at that moment, can you not put that aside and declare that I'm here representing this country? Really? You know what she also said? She, in addition to the gold medal, she gets cash. I'm not sure how much, but she said, I'm going to give my mom $30,000 so she can get a food truck. That's been her dream. She said, I told her 5 years ago, Mommy, I'll get you your food truck. So mom's getting her food truck. She's going to have her little cooking business, and she can cook really, really well. Barbecue. Boy, I'd be anxious in having some of that. Now, the Black Lives Matter. Kathy Griffin the other day, the comedian, you remember, who held up what appeared to be Trump's severed head, joking thing is a funny joke, and I didn't think it was, and she went down in my rating book quickly. She announced the other day she has lung cancer. Well, she's now not a favorite of mine, but I did say, and you should as well, that I hope she comes through that okay. I mean, I don't take any joy in someone suffering like that, so prayers with Kathy Griffin in her battle with lung cancer. And then the word came out the other day that Senator Lindsey Graham, even though he has had the vaccination, he's been diagnosed with COVID-19. And a member, a strategist of Rhode Island, the Democrat Party strategist in Rhode Island, tweeted out, "It's wrong to hope Graham dies from COVID, right? Asking for a friend." Huh, see, it's supposed to be funny. It's wrong to hope he dies from COVID, right? Immediately, a group stepped forward in Rhode Island and put out a statement and said the comment by the strategist for the Democrat Party in Rhode Island, the comment was, quote, extremely distasteful, insensitive, and adding, regardless of political affiliation, the disregard for human life is unacceptable, should not be tolerated anywhere within any political party. Who put out that statement? Black Lives Matter, Rhode Island PAC. BLM in Rhode Island, their fundraising group, put out that statement condemning a Democrat Party strategist for making fun of Lindsey Graham getting it and saying, it's wrong to hope he dies from COVID, right? My praise over and over again to BLM in Rhode Island, that PAC unit, for taking a stand saying there's nothing funny about that. They also pointed out this woman who made that remark about him has done similar things about Trump in the past when he was pictured with a lot of people during COVID, and the woman said, "I hope they all die," pointing to Trump as well. But this Black Lives Matter group says anything short of immediate resignation would signal that these types of comments are acceptable. So they're saying she should resign. And I again praise the Black Lives Matter PAC of Rhode Island. Thank you. And thanks to all of you for listening to this program. Share it with your friends and neighbors. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.